I'm Remy from Switzerland.
I'm Verena, also Switzerland.
So we are going to start about this evolution in the psychosexual line. But first I would like you to breathe. Maybe start with you and to breathe, to come to your personal energy. And if you wish to come more to this subject as well, to the eros and the sexual energy, you may use, add to this breath, a muscle. For example, a muscle on your, where you are on your, between your sit bones, it's between your anus and your genitals, there is a small muscle. And if you narrow it and let it go and track it and let it go very slowly and using your breathing practice. Oh, the energy is changing somehow. And I do not see anything of that. So you can do this practice the whole time when you're here, when you're speaking with your boss or with your family or whatever, and you can smile a little bit with it and be in a good shape. But now I would like to start with our topic is, reflection about the psychosexual line. And it's based on our experiences in different groups we share. And we would like to get in contact and work with people around the world to professionals and practitioners. And we think that sexuality and has such a power for growing up, for waking up, for cleaning up as well, and for showing up. And it's useful for you and me as single person and as couples, as men and women and so on, and in the society. This energy is still here, so we can share it and we can use it the right way. And we would like to find allies in the integral community to deepen that and to working with, because there is a big lack of it in the studies. Love, sexuality, and spirituality is our preferred topic in the integral life practice. And we meet around 40 days per year, and plus some weeks of journeys to India or to South America and so on. But it's not a common or conventional business for us, but it's more, we want to practice with people in depth, and that's not very usual and not very good. Oh, I should speak louder, I've told. And we, the first group started around 20 years ago. This was more for massage groups or spiritual groups, but since five years we're trying to apply the integral philosophy and practice and to deepen that. And since last year we decided to open up and to write about the experiences of it. And we got in contact with authors, with professionals, with instructors, body workers, academic students as well. And we showed them, some of them, the integral map. And this was a combination because this was something new for them. And we can learn more or deeper from them. And this sharing will be interesting, and we want to continue that. And I think we need to have more people, integrally informed people, deepen that. And not only the research in an academic way, that's fine, that's great, but also in our practice, and not and as couples and so on. May I?
Okay, still breathing. feeling your muscles, your PC muscle, it is called, coccyperineum, something like that. So I'm going to read my part because my English free spoken is not so fluent today. So I would miss something. So I would like to share with you what we prepared. So I'm going to read it. Our understanding of and intentions with our practice in the psychosexual line. With procreation, the sexual energy and thrive emerges out from life energy as we manifest as body-mind in the embryo and with immediate urge to survive. The sexual energy leads us to be in contact with people around us, to become an independent personality, to express ourselves and to be creative on different levels in this dual world. It leads us all and well to be in exchange or reflection with a partner and in many cases to cultivate sensuality and sexuality. It depends on our personality structure, on family, on culture, in which we grow up and on the levels of consciousness, of course, we go through, how each aspect of the sexual energy is pronounced in everybody of us. And we also realize that sexual energy seems to be strongly interwoven with other forces, people, aspects of life, intelligences, or lines of development. The term psychosexual was introduced by Sigmund Freud to point out that experience of sexual drive is not only based on physical aspects, but also on our psyche. In this sense, we refer to him and many others, such as Wilhelm Reich, you might know him too. In addition, the integral maps includes this term as developmental line. This doesn't need to be the only terminology or point of view, of course. We might consider and we are aware that other traditions as well, for example, those of many yogis and tantrics, who use Kriya, Kundalini, or sexual energy in their practice. And even in Taoism, some mysticism lines, shamanism, and probably more traditions in the world as well have practices that use bodywork and sexual energy in a more or less mindful way. On the other hand, there are traditions or social habits, mostly in the various monotheistic countries like we are, where the sexual energy is occupied and blemished, shame, hide, neglected, and suppressed. This partially may have had some good reasons in earlier time because sexuality was not lived for the benefit of all persons involved, especially for women, as we know. We still have it in ourselves. Some aspects are still like that today. Even in our countries today, where we can see on a superficial level a lot of liberation, sexuality is often hidden and considered as a private matter, perhaps occupied with shame and lived in a quiet little room, maybe in a big one, but still private, never witnessed by others. But we believe that nowadays we have better conditions to look at sexuality, more differentiated, and to live it more mindful. And it makes more fun. As we mentioned before, sexuality is the second important force in our lives beside our life energy. It would be a pity if we wouldn't try to live it in a more conscious and embedded way and to grow with it into teal and later stages. As integralists, we may even acknowledge sexuality as a catalyst for the development of consciousness. ILP marks sexuality or the psychosexual line for good reason as a gold star practice. It is emphasized more than some talent-based lines such as Howard Gardner's intelligences. Perhaps we will grow up today or within a short time to embody sexual energy with more attention and responsibility for ourselves, for everybody who is involved. Sexual energy and its expression is linked to many more spheres of life, as we heard from you, with partnership, with love, a lot of communication work. It has a lot to do with creativity in our lives, with art, healing work, spirituality. We heard yesterday that we can have peak experiences by experiencing sex, and also vice versa, by doing a profound spiritual praxis. I think we get another picture for our sexuality. Transformation, and even in death and birth, is a lot of ecstatic energy hold. Maybe women here who gave birth, they can confess. And we had the experience to go with somebody in passing away in a really ecstatic way, and that was very touching. We think that it could liberate or redesign some of our deep-rooted concepts about the world, society, our understanding of relationship and our personal lives. Therefore, in our opinion, it should not be left out too unreflected, bypassed, and kept as a secret. Imagine what will arise in our lives and in the world if we all focus more on the psychosexual line of development.
Yes, we try to. We try to give some examples what we've lived or seen in groups or read, and try to use the four quadrants. So just to apply this one, and we are in the upper left quadrant: the I, the self-understanding, intentions, behavior, and so on. And we recognized that people first, when they start, you told that as well in the beginning, am I the right person? Is the other one the right person? Do I behave correctly? Is my sexuality the right one? Am I gay or am I hetero or whatever? So all these questions we might struggle in the beginning. And am I attractive enough? And this is possible to leave, to get so, to soften, to get more flexible. And this is something we can see. And also we get less polarities, and less polarities between black and white. If this person is good or bad, if it's the right person or not, but just be in this resonance with him or her. It's not even necessary to have sexual intercourse. It's just to be there with the person. Maybe this breathing technique, what you heard, or there are so many other things, and to be with them. It's starting, and then you will. Then you will experience all the shadows in between, all the colors in between black and white. And to experience that, to practice that, is maybe really helpful. So it expands a kind of sexual practice. And if you implement that, even if in your meditation practice, this breathing or sexuality, then new realms or new qualities can come on. For example, singing a mantra when you have sex with yourself, or praying when you have sex with yourself. Yeah, please, thank you. So it's on you to choose the right the right thing to go through. It's not my opinion. It's not what I won't say you need to do this specific practice, but it's on you to choose what is right and to combine and to create something new. And in the lower left quadrant, we have the we space. People get more intimate. They get more more flexible as well. There are many dynamics, so they lose this typical or all the same movements or all the same dynamic. It may still go on, but not only that, there are so many more. And yes, I would. Please, you.
So I'm going to introduce the left quadrants. So there we can see that methods of touching, feeling, being present for communication, and are improved when we are practicing together. We need more scientific studies about the development of sexuality, especially in. We would be very interested how it develops in the range of like stages or ego development. That would be very interesting. And so we know about diverse methods. They came into life such as and got more evolved, such as Tantra, even Integral Tantra. A guy in Germany is offering courses in Integral Tantra. The line of Sexo Corporel, which offers a deep dive into this theme, sexological bodywork from Joseph Kramer, sex education, sexual grounding, and others. So we have a big variation, but we would like to get more information also about our perspective of the development of evolving of integral. And of course, we try in our courses in these groups also to introduce the integral map, which sometimes is not so easy because people we attract they mostly have their center of gravity in the green, to rely, to think about themselves, and to take them with us. Sometimes it's hard to go a little bit into theory and practice this. And in the lower right quadrant, we think that there is a big lack because in society there is not much reflection of what we do in the personal realm. It's, as I said before, it's still neglected, it's still shame, it's still hidden, even if it's on the superficial level very, very obvious. Sexuality is everywhere when you go to the town. What we think also, maybe our personal practice has also an impact on the lower right. So what our ancestors did and what we do now and what we bring into the world will have an impact. How couples are living today and the intimacy, so it's upon you, how you decide to live sexuality. And not only sexuality, but use your sexual energy, this drive which comes from down and evolves up the line through the chakras. It has different expressions, and we can do that when we do it. And this will have also impact on the lower right.
Yes, and we tried to draw an outlook and a vision. We have not a lot of time, so there are many, as she told us, there is a big lack and in our society, and we need, there is a lot we could do if you really want. And if you want to look at that, what we could do in the world and what sexual energy and psychosexual line has to do with education, with professionals, with families, with health, with art and philosophy, for business, or all that, or even for a red light, or for pornography, or whatever, there are so many fields we could focus on and look at and make it in a more mindful way. But it's about to close now, I'm sorry, our session. And if you want to read the full version of our text, then you find it on the web page. You can read it. It's on the right side up, some in English. Most of the web page is in German, but on the right side upwards, there is an English version. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.